the pool hall. Well, is he here? I look in the drugstore. Is he here? No, he don't come here no more. Well, I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us down at the Pentatus. That he's got up his sleeve. Well, I hope it isn't contagious. What's her name? Is that her there? Oh, Christ, I think he's even combed his hair. And is that her? Well, then what's her name? Oh, it's never gonna be the same. That's not her. I know what's wrong. Cause Jackie
broadcasting at 93.1 on the FM dial, this is CFIS-FM Prince George. Programming on Prince George's community station is made possible in part by a grant from the Prince George Community Foundation.
Prince George 5-day forecast from Environment Canada. Mainly cloudy today and a high of 17. Mainly cloudy tonight, rain beginning overnight and a low of 7. Tuesday, rain and a high of 11. Wednesday, rain, a low of 6, high of 7. Thursday and Friday, cloudy each day, a 40% chance of showers on Thursday, lows near 5, highs around 14, and the long-range forecast for Saturday, cloudy, a 60% chance of showers, a low of 7 and a high of 19, and for Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers, a low of 7, high of 22.
Featuring the music you know and love, this is Boomer Radio, 93.1 CFIS-FM.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Health First Show. I'm your host, Dave Fuller, and we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with Dr. Deborah Zucker about her book, The Vitality Map, in the first part of the show. In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Bruce Fife about his book, Stop Vision Loss Now. But before we do any of that, here's Alan with the health news.
A delay in diagnosing dementia can put people at risk, a new study suggests. People who have signs of probable dementia but haven't yet been formally diagnosed are nearly twice as likely as those who have been diagnosed to be performing potentially unsafe activities such as cooking, driving, and managing their medication and finances. The study included information from more than 7,600 Americans. All were 65 or older. The study did find that people with dementia symptoms, whether undiagnosed or diagnosed with dementia, were less likely to engage in such activities overall. Study leader Dr. Halima Amjad said that in itself is good news, though the numbers are still important from a public health and safety standpoint. Either the patients themselves or their family members are self-regulating and doing these activities less frequently as their disease is progressing. Patients and their families need to be aware of dementia so doctors and loved ones can take measures to protect patients, the researchers said. The study findings were published online June 2nd in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. Mindfulness meditation seems to help breast cancer patients better manage symptoms of fatigue, anxiety, and fear of recurrence, a new study suggests. Previous research has found that mindfulness meditation can reduce stress and anxiety in the general population, as well as in breast cancer survivors. But there hadn't been many large clinical trials to test the value of the practice among breast cancer patients, said study author Cecile Lingacker, director of the predoctoral fellowship program at the University of South Florida in Tampa. In her study, those who took part in the six-week program had less anxiety, fear of recurrence, and less fatigue compared to those who did not take the program, she found. The effect was small to moderate, she added. Langacker said of the program, known as mindfulness-based stress reduction, it works right away. For the study, Langacker and her colleagues randomly assigned 322 women who had been treated for breast cancer to the six-week mindfulness program or to a comparison group that did not learn the technique. The study was published online May 31st in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Social media likes appear to have a powerful effect on the teen brain, new research suggests. Getting a large number of likes on their own photos or the photos of their peers activated the same brain circuits turned on by such things as eating chocolate or winning money, the study found. Lead author Lauren Sherman, a researcher in the University of California, Los Angeles, Amundsen Lovelace Brain Mapping Center, said when the teens saw their own photos with a large number of likes, they saw activity across a wide variety of regions in the brain. The study included 32 teens, 13 to 18 years old, looking at social media. They had functional MRI scans while looking at photos and the number of likes the photos received. Each of the teens submitted 40 of the photos they were shown while undergoing fMRI. In reality, the researchers controlled the number of likes each photo received, but this was not revealed to the teens. The study was published May 31st in the journal Psychological Science. The number of babies born to American teenage girls fell another 8% in 2015, reaching a new record low. According to the report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, mums aged 15 to 19 accounted for about 22 of every 1,000 live births in 2015, down from about 24 per 1,000 the year before. Dr. Jennifer Wu, an obstetrician-gynecologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, applauded the news. Most teenagers are not financially or emotionally equipped to be mothers at this point in their lives, she said. Teenage pregnancies present a myriad of social, medical, and economic problems, she added, and most of these pregnancies are unplanned, and these mothers miss out on important aspects of prenatal care. Overall, the